Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God we serve. There is none like him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thy name shall be praised. We thank God, for he is worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor. And in his presence is fullness of joy. And as we speak and decree and declare what his words say, we have to wait for his manifestation, because there will be continuously distractions to try to come, whether it come through healings we're waiting on, or deliverance, or marriages, or families, or things on our job, employment, things that are going on in ministry, just our lives, period. The enemy is always looking for a way to get in to steal, kill, and destroy. But the God that we serve says, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. You told us in your word that the enemy, glory to God, is out like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We got to make sure we are prayed up, stay steadfast, unmovable, always about in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain as we continue to seek out the face of God and stand with perseverance to know no matter what, God's word never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So no matter what the thief said or what he's doing, you told us to look to the hills which cometh our help. Put our faith in you, trust in the Lord with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you. You said you would direct our path. You told us about the affliction, and it would be many, but you have delivered us out of them all. And you made us aware there'll be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. You have overcome the world, because greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. So, God, we thank you. Help us to learn to have the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude. You may be glorified in all that we do. I bless the Lord. As we're waiting for, glory to God, the other prayer warriors to come on. It's only two of us. We know it's early. But in the meantime, the main thing is staying focused, no matter what our circumstances or situation is. Stand on the promises of the Lord. Be not moved by the things that come to distract us or try to rob us or steal from us to keep us from being in place, on point, and with determination to live holy, to live righteous. In the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve, and can't nobody do us like Jesus. That is not just a cliche, that is the truth. So we have to know that in you we live, move, and have our being, and if we be led by the Spirit, we are the sons of God. We need to have the mind of Christ and the mind and determination to obey, because it's not enough to hear, but we need to obey as we submit ourselves and commit ourselves to the Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. At this time, praise the Lord. I was trying to wait until we get a couple more people on, so that way the woman of God can go straight on forward into the word of God tonight and have our ears open to hear the Spirit, moved by the Spirit, be led of the Spirit, and rejoice in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know it's a holiday, but nevertheless, I'm going to give a couple more minutes. In the meantime, it's just 7:04, but we're going to move forward and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight through this vessel, because we know that She's been in God's presence, Prophetess Benjamin, and already shaked up. So seeking the Lord for what it is to say for tonight, to speak into our spirits. So we're going to give a couple more minutes because we do want people to hear the word. It'd be wonderful if you can hear the whole matter of the conclusion. But if not, we're still going to stand. And those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. While we're waiting, I'll ask Mother McCormick to get our scripture reading for tonight. And then we're going to have prayer. And whosoever will, let them come. And I hope our ears are open. Pray that they are, to hear what the vessel has to say. So whatever scripture the Lord put on your heart, my dear Mother McCormick, we're going to ask you to read that in just a moment. So I'll give you time to find it. I'm going to ask someone to give the scripture and also to prayer. So whenever my sister is ready.
Wait just a minute. I want to read. Wait just a minute.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm just going to read John 14.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 14, St. John 14. I'm going to start at the first verse. And I don't know how far I might go. Not that far down, but I'm going to read that. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know where I am. Go, and you know the way. This Bible is reading is different, y'all. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. And I'm going to read another verse. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. I have read St. John, the first verse down to the my glasses. Yeah. I think it's down to the seventh verse. Praise the Lord. May God add a blessing to his work.
What's that noise?
Oh, I don't know.
Did anybody else hear that noise?
That must be somebody else on another phone.
Oh, my goodness. Did anybody mute that phone? I only had but one other line that was open. Somebody's singing too. Okay, let me see if I can track it down. Nope. Father, we already prayed against any interference tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. Find Satan up in all the accord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I hope I don't have to hang up and call you all back because that's going to interfere with the speaker. Well, give me what to do on this one. Oh, my Lord. We're having a holiday, Memorial Holiday, but it's not a celebration for what we're doing.
I don't know. I'm gonna take my phone and dial it over again just in case. But I don't know if it's my phone or not. But I'm gonna do it over my phone back over again. Okay.
Well, I just tried your phone and I don't think it was yours. So.
Okay.
Let me try it again and see. When I checked it just now. Oh, I believe the blood is easy against this noise today. Oh, and I cut yours off mute. Okay. Some reason it went away. We thank God. Well, Father, we thank you already. We expect the interruptions to happen periodically, but we know that, glory to God, as we acknowledge you and trust you, that no matter what, you have an answer for every situation and circumstances that go on in the name of Jesus. So we look to you in Jesus' name. And we thank you today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad. And what an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Because without you, we can do nothing. But through you, we can do all things. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify and magnify you. Oh, God, as we come into your presence today, we come with the attitude of gratitude. We ask you to forgive us for every offense against your word. And as we stand over to God, hallelujah, looking unto you, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the provisions that's already made. Thank you for you being Jehovah Shalom, God, a God of our peace. The peace you said that you give us, not as the world give. The peace that you give, glory to God, is divine. And in the midst of every storm, glory to God, you are there. And no matter what goes on, hallelujah, you will give us that peace that passes all understanding. But we got to keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. Ah, that's the scripture read, let not your heart be troubled. God, we thank you today for this woman of God that's coming forth with the word today, that you will bless her and strengthen her and encourage her and direct her. Thank you, Lord God, for her determination to be on her post, glory to God, to deliver what God has given. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and bless those that are still yet to come on in the name of Jesus. Pray they come on and come on to be able to hear the meat of the word in the name of Jesus, that will deliver us, that will save us, that will encourage us, that will direct us and give us, glory to God, what to do, when to do, how to do, and what to do, all with no reservation, no hesitation, no procrastination, but God, with a persistent and a pursuing after you. We thank you, Lord God, for what that you've already done in us and the things yet to come. Thank you for your healing power. You sent your word to heal. Healing is in your wings. Lord, by your stripes we'll heal. And God, we thank you already that that was done at Calvary. Oh, God, we thank you that you desire for us to be in good health, hallelujah, and prosper. In Jesus' name, the plan you have for us is good. So, God, I thank you again in all that you do. And again, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. For you being the Jehovah Jireh, proud provider. We bless you again for this woman of God, that, Lord, as we release, glory to God, ourselves from this phone, not from the phone, but from, glory to God, this prayer, we pray, glory to God, that you will have your way in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this vessel. Glory to God that God has given us in the name of Jesus. But before we go on, I take authority over any more interferences on the phone, on the glory to God, and the devices, whatever it is that came on. We thank God for you blessing and removing it. But God, we looking forward to glory to God, this message come without no interruptions in the name of Jesus. May not be, glory to God, fully glory to God, alerted everything, glory to God, for us to post on this phone, glory to God, because of this body, but this body belongs unto you. And no matter what, you assigned us some things, and we need to be in opposite post. So I just pray that we continue to pray one for another, and we're going to stand on what God's word. We walk by faith, not by feelings and emotions. So we thank you today in Jesus' name. I'm listening for a word from the Lord, even for myself, all the time, but even more so right now in Jesus' name. And glory to God, we thank you. God, in Jesus' name. Right now, I just want to, mostly anybody that's on the line already have heard her before, Prophet Michelle Benjamin. She's down in Columbia, South Carolina. God, we thank you, Lord God, for And we bless the Lord for that she bring the word tonight. She's a woman that studied the word, rightly divided the word, a wonder of God, will seek the face of God, went through many trials and tribulations, but God is the author and the finisher of her faith. She's proven it so many times of how God has given her wisdom and revelation, and thank God for the giftings in the inside of her. Thank God. Glory to God. I know it's over 27, almost, it's probably 30 years by now, but nevertheless, even throughout that here and there, we have space and in between, glory, leaving and coming back together. Glory to God. God has blessed me. Thank God for salvation and for, glory to God, the anointing, and for her still standing saved no matter what. We thank God, glory to God, no matter what. It's wonderful when you can be separated from somebody for a while, or when they relocate, you relocate, or just different things on a different path, and when you can connect right back and God bless and move. We thank God, glory to God, that we can bless that this has been one of those vessels that you can still say, glory to God, nevertheless, God, you can see the anointing and see, glory to God, the hand of God in operation in her life. God, I bless the Lord. She has a ministry. Well, her pastor is Apostle Johnny Grant, glory to God, and Apostle Deborah Grant, out of Columbia, and we thank God for her having three children, a young girl that you heard on the Sister Lauren, Minister Lauren Benjamin, the evangelist, on during the time of the then we had that revival, and also she has twins, glory to God, as well, their set of twins older than Lauren, but we bless the Lord and several grandchildren. But in the meantime, we thank God for her steadfast in the faith, and right now we're going to open, we have the lines open for to hear her tonight, praise the Lord. I was given a couple of extra minutes for some others to come on, but now it's time to release her over into deliver what God has given her. So we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to let the woman of God bring forth what God has placed in her in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, hear ye the woman of God, prophetess Michelle Benjamin.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. It is just a privilege and an honor to be a part of the Divine Connections tonight. Amen. And I do want to just tag team with Apostle BJ, Pastor BJ, and just another prayer just to go forward. Hallelujah, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, who is our helper, who is our comforter, we release this to you. We thank you for your leading and your guiding in this word today, orchestrating it, guiding us through it, directing us in it, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this ministry, Divine Connections. We thank you for, hallelujah, the longevity of this ministry, the diligence of this ministry, the faithfulness of this ministry, the commitment that you've given to the woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for how she's holding fast to her post. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for Holy Spirit breathe upon Pastor BJ Hubbard, even now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her even getting her second wind to carry on this ministry further, in the name of Jesus. We bless you for her. Bless those that are diligently working with her. Hallelujah. Through on these Sundays that they meet, and on Mondays when they have intercession. Thank you for those. Thank you for those men and women of God that hold her up, hold her arms up in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this Divine Connections ministry. We thank you for the word that you're going to release tonight, hallelujah, to our hearing. We thank you for Holy Spirit, you giving us understanding and enlightening our understanding on the word tonight. We thank you for how, as we hear the word, that we're just not going to hear the word, but we're going to do the word in Jesus' name. And not just for us, but for those that come across our path that we can encourage. We thank you for, without you, we can do nothing. So we invite you in. Have your way in the midst of we, your people. Hallelujah. For those that are here tonight, for those that may listen tomorrow, for those that may listen next month this time, 2 years from now, that the anointing and that you do the work that you have chosen for a time such as this. Hallelujah. The word in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. It is. Thank the Lord for another day. Hallelujah, that he has made. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor BJ, for inviting me on tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I'm always invited, but just to bring forth the word on tonight. And so as I go forth, I must admit, I was excited. I was really trying to rush that time. I wanted it to be 7 o'clock so fast, and it looked like the time was moving slow and slow and slow. But I was ready to release the word, I guess you can say. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage tonight, and we're just going to ask a few questions. Hallelujah. As we get started to hear how the Lord wants this to Holy Spirit wants to guide us through this. So my first question before I even give the title is, how's your joy today? How is your joy today? How is someone go to check your, you know how we go to check the thermostat in our home, and we go to look at the thermostat. Some of us may have it off. Some of us may have it on low or whatever. How is your joy, your stat looking today? Is it off? Your joy meter, is it off? Is it like off completely? Is it just turned real low? Is it turned real high? How is our joy meter today? Amen. So by now you probably know what the topic is, but our topic tonight is I've got joy. I've got joy. And I know we're all muted, but if you just say it in your home, I've got joy. Make it personal. My first name is Michelle, so I say, Michelle has joy. Call your name. Put your name there. I've got joy. In spite of, I've got joy. Hallelujah. First scripture for tonight is Philippians 4:4. Paul went through these the Pauline letters and the epistles. He was always encouraging him the reader, the Christians, his brethren. And we know the walk of Paul. We know Paul was most of his life, hallelujah, when he decided to give his life to Christ in situations that he was imprisoned. But some kind of way, Paul would encourage not just himself, but the brethren. So some of the beginning of this is rejoice in the Lord always, and again rejoice. I'm going to be coming from the NLT, New Living Translation Bible. It may read different, but it's got the same anointing on it. Hallelujah. So Philippians 4:4 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Always be full of joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. So with that statement, it's let me know I can't muscle up no joy. I can't buy the joy. Not as a believer, my joy doesn't come from me. It comes from the Lord. And this, not just the Lord, but he says it again, rehearse it in your spirit. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Have joy in the Lord always. And again, rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage us that it is a practice. It is a choice of ours to be joyful. It's a choice that we make throughout our walk with Christ. We choose to have joy. We choose to do it. That's why we need to rehearse it morning, noon, and night. Let it be a medication to us, this joy. Hallelujah. Joy is also a part of the fruit of the Spirit. So that's encouraging us to know that this joy is the Holy Spirit. It comes from the Holy Spirit, like the rest of the fruit. But tonight we're talking about the fruit of joy. I've got joy is our topic tonight. Hallelujah. As we know, circumstances and challenges and trials, they come to threaten our joy. We've all been there, how that joy, in the midst of it, We may even allow those circumstances to come in and drain our joy. But just the way the impact of it may just drain it. Hallelujah. But because we have to understand and rehearse it, that the joy, rejoice in the Lord again, and I say rejoice, hallelujah, always be joyful in the Lord, not in the circumstance. Once the circumstance, that trial, that test, that challenge, it comes to our dwelling, once we, okay, that's what's going on in my life today, but guess what I choose to do? I choose to always be joyful in the midst of this circumstance. And I say it again, I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to rejoice. Hallelujah. And not just rejoice, but rejoice in the Lord concerning my circumstance. No matter what, I'm going to still rejoice and have joy in the midst of this moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to choose joy in him, not in our circumstance. And in the midst of that, I want to, you know, when you think about the fruit of the Spirit or the joy tonight as we're speaking about, it's about cultivating it. Because we realize that the joy, it comes from the Holy Spirit, and actually it needs to be on all the time. Even within that circumstance hit, you might miss it for a minute, but you have to learn to regroup it and realize, oh, I'm always to be joyful in the Lord and again rejoice. So when I thought about the word cultivating, because I begin to think of the land, I begin to fruit, I begin to think of when you're trying to grow something, that ground just has to be right when you're expecting a harvest of whatever seed you're planting. So some people till the ground. Some people, there's a season to till the ground. There's a season to water the ground. There's a season when you plant the right fruit. Hallelujah. So we have to have that land cultivated first before we go in and start putting the seed in it. But the cultivation process, when I looked up cultivating, it had many definitions. But the one that I pulled that I felt would go appropriate was when you cultivate something, it's a development. You're developing it. We have the joy, but we need to make sure it develops. So when that circumstance hit, we'll know how to endure it. We know how to have that stamina. We know how to, hallelujah, stand strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about the cultivating for a few minutes. To cultivate the joy means to develop. We must allow our behavior to be guided and controlled by the Holy Spirit. It is a fruit from the Holy Spirit. So the minute it hits us, we enter into that circumstance, or that circumstance comes to the door, we need to know, Holy Spirit, help me right here. Develop this fruit in me. Produce this joy in me for a circumstance like this. Whatever my situation is, Holy Spirit, this is your fruit. Develop it in me. And even prior to the circumstance, prior to the situation, prior to the challenge or the test, we should always be cultivating that fruit, asking the Holy Spirit, produce these fruit in me. Produce the fruit of joy in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go in Psalms 34. You don't have to turn with me. You can maybe write down the scriptures. Amen. And maybe go back. So we're just going to travel through the word a few minutes. Hallelujah. So one of my scriptures is going to be Psalms 43:4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Psalms 43:4. This is letting us know where the joy, where the source is. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of my joy. We've got to know that we know that this joy, it comes from God. It comes from his spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many before we got saved and filled and Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, before we got there, our joy was from a different source, be it cigarette, be it marijuana, be it cocaine, be it with sex. It was a different kind of joy, and that joy lasts for a moment only. We're just doing real talk tonight. But when we came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ through the power of the blood, hallelujah, we have to know that we know that this joy, the source of it is God. The source of this joy is through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That joy is more, and that the joy and the source of the joy is more than a feeling. Hallelujah. This joy I'm talking about tonight is from the fruit of the Spirit. So it's more than just that a feeling of it. It even goes beyond being happy. You know, when you're happy, something tends to have to happen for us to be happy. But this joy is with us continuously. This is the kind of joy that, yes, in Psalms 100, they say, you know, we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And we're all in the presence. We're all in the moment. We're all having a hallelujah good time. And that's a good joy. That's yes, because in his presence is fullness of joy. But when we don't have that moment going on, we still need to have that joy produced by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a choice to put our hope in God's promises. That's our joy. That's how we cultivate it. God, you said this about this. I'm putting my trust there. You know, joy bursts. Trusting in God births the joy as well. Hallelujah. You know, it lets us know that even in 1 Peter 5 and 7, it tells us to cast all our cares upon the Lord. It just not tells us, it commands us to cast all our cares upon the Lord because he careth for me. You know, and in the midst of that, because as I said earlier, things come in to drain our joy. So if you find your joy being drained, cast that thing before the Lord. Whatever that circumstance is, cast it, hurl it upon him. Now, does that mean once we do that, that it's going to be gone? No. But guess what? Our perspective about it is different. Hallelujah. Number one, Jesus has it. And now we can just go on and continue to rejoice in the Lord and again rejoice. Doesn't necessarily mean that it moved, but our perspective about the situation, the challenge, the test has changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust that God is more powerful than the circumstance, the challenge, or the test. That's why David says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. It is a choice. David chose to say that. He chose to walk in that area of blessing and rejoicing and having joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. He chose that time. Our joy is sourced. It's God through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't flick it off and on like the lights in our home, flicking it on, flicking it off. That joy still should be generating, still moving through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if, as I said earlier, when we're hit and there's an impact that hit us, it's the impact. It's the suddenly. All right. Oh, my goodness, what has happened? But still, I still have joy. You know what? I'm going to choose to rejoice and have joy always in the Lord, and again rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is, again, as I said earlier, it is a choice to rejoice when bad things happen. How is that possible? Prophet is Benjamin, when bad things happen, you must have not had any bad things to
to happen? Oh, yes, ma'am, I have. Did I get it right the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time? No, I didn't. But when I got a hold to the joy, the fruit, the Holy Spirit produced kind of joy, eyes were enlightened. I began to trust the Father with it. Hallelujah. And that made my joy increase. Hallelujah. Even through tears, I still rejoice. Hallelujah. Because of the fruit of the Spirit of joy, it sustains us. Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're still talking about the cultivating of joy. No matter what goes on, hallelujah, we have to trust in God's promises. Whatever that matter is that may be going on with you, find it in the Word. Find it in the Bible and see the promise of it that will produce our joy all the more. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring up a character of Nehemiah. Hallelujah. We know Nehemiah went through some opposition. He went through ridicule. He went through mockery with Sanballat, Tobiah. Hallelujah. Conspiracy in building the project. And even some of the laborers that with him were coming up against him with conspiracy and opposition. Nehemiah went through. Hallelujah. Because he was on an assignment for the Lord, and he got ridiculed and mocked all day, every day. Even now the laborers are coming up against him. But Nehemiah comment to it over there in Nehemiah 8 and 10. He got the revelation that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. He even got internally, he probably was questioning himself, have we all been there? Yes. God, you sure? You meant for this to happen? But we have to realize that the joy of the Lord is my strength. When I tell you that little word, J-O-Y, is so powerful, that's why I say when the enemy comes, the first thing he hits is your joy. Because he knows it's your strength. If they don't have the understanding tonight or the understanding prior to this word, you've got it. Now, this is a word of encouragement for the body of Christ. Everyone that is listening on this line, that this is the joy that we need to walk in, not joy that we come up with, but the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. The joy, hallelujah, from the Holy Spirit. Asking him to produce this joy in me. Don't wait till it's here, but produce it now so I'll know how to stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number two, one of the cultivation and development is through prayer. We're going to go real quick to John 16 and 24. Hallelujah. 16 and 24 reads, you haven't done this before. Ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. Yeah, he said to ask using his name, Jesus, and you will receive, hallelujah, and have abundant joy. Hallelujah. So in that cultivating of our joy, we need to be in prayer. Prayer is another part of that cultivation of joy. Hallelujah. And as we're going in and praying, and you all are prayer warriors, so I'm not telling you anything new. Hallelujah. When we go in for prayer, we're going in, hallelujah, with the confidence knowing that the Lord God hears us in Jesus' name. So he's even encouraging his disciples here. He's saying, if you haven't done this before, then ask and using my name. So what even in that situation, as we go in, we asking him, using his name to deliver, heal, set free, hallelujah, and we shall receive. So anytime we're in prayer, I think I heard the woman of God say it earlier, that in prayer we come in faith. We're believing. We're not taking anything but the belief and the faith of God in these prayers. And then he encourages his disciples and us. He says, and you will have abundant joy. Hallelujah. When I got read that, I'm thinking, Father, you just all you want us to do is come in faith with your name and releasing it to you, so we can be freed up with abundant joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Again, back with those anxieties. The word of already is telling us what to do, to cast those things, cares, upon the Lord. In the midst of prayer, we choose to pray about situations that threaten our joy. That's what that joy does. When that enemy comes in, I saw it in the spirit, he aims directly for that joy. Let me get her joy. Let me get his joy. And that means I can deplete him. Those situations sometimes come, again, to threaten it. Hallelujah. He can't take it. He can just threaten it. I'll have her down for a good day or two. I'll have him down for a good day or two before, so I can go in and wreak havoc. So we got to get the mentality like Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to stay right here on this wall. Hallelujah. Praying. Yeah, you got the opposition. You're saying ugly things. Situations are ugly, but I'm still standing on the wall. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. We have to develop the habit of casting our cares upon the Lord. That's something another cultivating. We got to develop that. Hallelujah. The minute it hits, whatever that it is for you and me, cast it, hurl it upon the Lord because he cares for us. I think it's in Psalms that says the same thing, but this one says, cast all your cares upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. I might be wording it wrong, but I know the word sustain is in there. I believe it's the one in Psalms about casting the cares. I didn't look that one up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have to learn to develop choosing to worry nothing? Choose to worry about nothing. That moves further into where we started out in Philippians 4, after the rejoicing part, and he's saying, let your request be made known, rejoice in the Lord again and always rejoice. Hallelujah. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Hallelujah. He then further down, it says, be anxious for nothing. So don't worry for nothing. There's no need to worry. And I tell you, if you mess around and look at the news and CNN news and local news and hearing the things, you might have a tendency to try to worry. But that means that we are going against the word of God, because he already tells us, be anxious for nothing. Develop that muscle. Develop that I'm not worrying about it muscle. Develop the muscle. I'm casting the care upon the Lord, for he careth for me. We're still talking about joy, but we got to move all that out the way for that joy to be produced in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Further on, it says to develop praying with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And about everything. Pray about everything and give thanksgiving about everything. Philippians 4 and 6 says, thank you, Lord. Give me a few minutes here. Took my hand out of it. Philippians 4, hallelujah, and 6 reads, thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Wow, don't worry. How is that possible, Prophet Benjamin? This is what the words say. So guess who we have to ask to help us? The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, get me there where I don't worry about anything. Develop that muscle of not worrying about everything, about anything, instead praying about everything and giving you thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Joy. I've got joy. Hallelujah. Even before we go further, quick testimony. The Lord birthed this in me either March or April, and situations as usual going on with family. And it disturbed me, disturbed my spirit of what I heard. So I fell on my knees and I went before the Lord. And as I was praying, you know how you pray those like, oh, God, you know, one of those. And immediately the Holy Spirit said, rejoice in the Lord and again rejoice. So I'm like, what? He said, rejoice in the Lord and again rejoice. And he said, say it in the midst of my crying, in the midst of my woe is me. He said, say it right here. And so I kept saying it, and I kept saying it, and as I kept saying it, I promise you, believers on this line, I got my strength back. Hallelujah. At that moment of hearing the situation, that devil had came to drain my joy. But when the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, told me, rejoice. Don't even bring the matter to me because I'm well aware. He said, just rejoice right here. Just rejoice in it. Rejoice. And I began to rejoice. And the enlightenment of the joy, the rejoicing in it, not highlighting the circumstance, not magnifying the circumstance, acknowledging it, but then knowing how to rejoice in it at the same time. I got delivered, and I got, hallelujah, to the next level of understanding joy. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory. It is nothing like knowing how to rejoice in the Lord always and again rejoice. Rejoicing in the Lord. I got the full understanding of that word March or the beginning of April of this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cultivating another way to cultivate this joy in us is through the Word of God. Hallelujah. Find ourselves reading, meditating, studying the Word of God. Not necessarily if it's not about joy, but find your place in reading, setting time aside, turning TVs off, turning phones on mute, let them leave a message, and get in the Word. Hallelujah. That's what cultivates our joy. Hallelujah. God speaks the Word to us. Hallelujah. John 17 and 13. Ah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. John 17 and 13 reads, now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with joy. This is just Jesus speaking to his disciples, and this is his prayer before he was going to go to the cross. He began to pray and intercede for the disciples, and I like to include myself cause as a us, hallelujah, because he was praying for us here. But he said, I spoke many things to them while I was with them in this world, so their joy will be filled. Why joy? Because it is our strength. Glory to God. I wonder why is joy so important? Because it's our strength. That joy, hallelujah, is like a fortress around about us. It's like over there in Chronicles when Jehoshaphat and all of them was being attacked, and the enemy was coming up on them. Glory be to God. And even God told, he told Jehoshaphat, went on the fast, put everybody on the fast. Hallelujah. Everybody was a little nervous about it, but he sought the Lord because the enemy now is coming upon them. But God gave them instructions on how to go before the enemy. Glory. And one of the things, without any kind of sword, knife, gun, whatever, rock, whatever it was back in the Old Testament times, the only thing that defeated the devil was rejoicing in the Lord. He, as Jehoshaphat, and we know the story, I'm just paraphrasing some of it, pulling some of it up as it's coming through my spirit. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat, God told Jehoshaphat, send the praisers out first. Send them first. And so as they went out, and y'all know the story, I'm just saying it, just for saying it. As they went out, they began to magnify the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. Sometimes that's all we might need to say in the midst of the situation. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. You got a bad report from the doctor? Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. Finances acting funny? Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Got some stuff going on with marriage? Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Confuse the devil. And we know the rest of the story. When those praise and worshipers went out first, that the enemy turned on themselves, killed themselves, a whole lot of them, the entire army that was trying to attack Jehoshaphat and them, killed themselves. Amazing what joy, rejoicing, blessing the Lord, rejoicing can do for a situation. Hallelujah. Want to encourage us tonight. Hallelujah. When that situation hit, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, rejoice. Hallelujah. And even with the rest of the story of Jehoshaphat, that then they went in and collected the spoil. The enemy just didn't defeat themselves. They turned on themselves, but then the Lord allowed them to go get the spoil. Go get yours. Hallelujah. Blessing the Father here. Hallelujah. The next step, hallelujah, of cultivating, we just talked about that through the word, and now to cultivate in difficult circumstances. These circumstances that come to us, they come for a purpose, believe it or not. Hallelujah. Romans 5 and 3. Thank you, God. Romans 5 and 3 reads, We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. That word says we can rejoice in the midst of it. James messed around and say to count it all joy when you're falling in to diverse temptation. So there's a purpose for those difficult circumstances that come up against us. If that difficult circumstance develops us, it develops endurance. It develops forbearance. It develops stamina. It develops staying, hallelujah, staying powerful, hallelujah. It develops all of that. It may not feel it, seem like it at the moment, but that difficult situation is producing something in us. Count it all joy tonight. Rejoice in the midst of it. I dare you to. Hallelujah. And watch your strength come. Hallelujah. Endurance and forbearance. Hallelujah. Those circumstances come to the point so we don't give up. I want to encourage someone tonight. Don't give up. Hallelujah. You get your second win. Hallelujah. Don't give up. joy. I release joy on this line for the hearers tonight and those that will hear later on down the line. Joy. I release joy. I've got joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to continue to hold fast to the joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last one. The last cultivation is from 1 Thessalonians 5:16. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Moment. He told me to get this new Bible, so we training in the new Bible. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Read. Just that one section. It reads, always be joyful. Always. Always. We can't do that without the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We can't do that unless we have a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These circumstances and situations that we might be in the midst of, might be going into, hallelujah, they're not an accident from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's not an oh-oh from him. Hallelujah. We just need to learn how to look at it through the perspective of joy. I've got joy right here. Always be joyful. Hallelujah. We have to develop the habit of rejoicing always, no matter what. We got to develop it. That's a muscle we got to develop. Develop and develop that rejoice muscle always. Joy. I've got joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. I will always have joy in the Lord, always, and again rejoice. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He is so faithful. We just need to do our part. He has given us the roadmap, and we just need to follow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My last example, hallelujah, is Habakkuk. Glory to God. I'm going to get to Habakkuk. Thank you, Father. Give me a moment to get him. Hallelujah. We're going to Habakkuk 3. Those that are following, if not, definitely you can go back in and read. Read it. Habakkuk 3:17-19. Now, we all know some of the story of Habakkuk. He is the prophet. And he was, him and the country was getting ready to go through doom, gloom, and despair was about to hit the people of Judah. They were getting ready to face this. I believe the king at that time was Nebuchadnezzar. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Not sure who the king was then, so I'll retract that. But the king at that time was getting ready to put, they were getting ready to go through. And the Lord had already told them that, yep, y'all, this is getting ready to happen to the people of God, to Judah. After he finished writing a book, at the end is what he said. Hallelujah. Even though, I'm beginning at 17, Habakkuk 3:17, even though the figs have no blossom and there are no grapes on the vine, even though the olive crop fail and their fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. Even though these things are happening, they are not good things. They're unpleasant things that are happening. Verse 18, Habakkuk is encouraging himself, the people, and us. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Sometimes you got to go down with that same statement. I will be joyful in God, the God of my salvation. 19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. That's what he's able to do. It might just be for a moment that we're in the midst of it. But you better know, as some of the reading says, he'll make our feet like hinds' feet. If you think of a deer's foot, it's shaped a different way. So it's able to go up the mountain, the rigid parts of the mountain, the way that deer is able to go up and get out of harm's way. Hallelujah. That's what the Father said he's going to do for us. He's going to make sure we're sure-footed. Hallelujah. Although we might be in the midst of it, he's making sure that we're able to climb up out of it. And in the midst of climbing out of it, before he gave us the sure-footedness, he said to rejoice. Hallelujah. Have tonight, I want to encourage the body of Christ, hallelujah, to rejoice. Habakkuk released his trust in the Lord. That's why he was able to rejoice. Hallelujah. So I want to just encourage the body of Christ, words of encouragement tonight about the joy. I release even now, hallelujah, just the anointing, the oil of joy, the oil of joy upon every hearer tonight and hearers to come. I release the oil of joy of the Lord, hallelujah, in the midst of that unpleasantness. I release the oil of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Cast that care upon the Lord because he careth for you. Hurl it, throw it upon the Lord because he careth for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
My God, what an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. A word that is right now and penetrating the spirit to even raise this vessel up in a place of more rejoicing in spite of the circumstances that have happened in this body and is going on right now, even tonight. I know it was for God to have me to press and pursue in spite of what was going on. So I just have to praise God for that, because this truly was the Spirit of the Lord in operation for to say, do not, glory to God, let this pass without letting God's word be. I tell you, he's an awesome God. I thank God for you. We're not going to go any further with this testimony, but I know it is the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for all the prayer warriors praying for me while I was at the hospital yesterday. But today, even the word of encouragement, we thank God, and it's just in the pressing and the pursuing. We know it, but sometimes we just got to fight the good fight of faith, and thank God for the armor bearers that were lifting me up. But I just have to give God praise on that. Thank God for you, woman of God. Truly, you have blessed us and blessed, glory to God, the body of Christ with this word. And in the meantime, where the anointing is flowing, if there's anybody on the line that requests prayer, we want to go ahead and take those requests quickly and let the Lord move by his spirit in the name of Jesus and have the prophet to pray at this time. Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you all that. And I got excited writing and giving testimony that don't normally usually happen, but I had to say that. I didn't even open the lines yet for you all to make your request known. In the name of Jesus, what a powerful word. Amen. At this time, anyone now, the lines are open, desire to have a prayer, make their prayer request known.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Benjamin. I would like for you, if you could pray for my daughter, Captain. She just had her tonsil removed, and she just had a lot of pain. And I would just ask you to just pray for that. And also pray for me as I go for my procedure on, let's see, I think it's, let me look right fast. Ah, and I want to hold the time. It's June the 12th that I'll be going to the eye doctor for my eyes. For that, too. Thank you.
Amen. Father God, thank you. We praise you. We exalt you. We thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah. We lift up Mother McCormick's daughter, Catherine. Hallelujah. And we're just going to speak the word. Hallelujah. Heal Catherine, Lord God, that she may be healed. Save her, Lord God, that she may be saved. For you are our praise. That's from Jeremiah. Hallelujah. We thank you for you were wounded for her transgressions. You were bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement of her peace was upon you, and with your stripes she is healed. We thank you for the finished work of the cross concerning Catherine, hallelujah, and her tonsils. We thank you for how everything will line up according to the word of God, hallelujah. We take away the soreness and the aggravation of it. We give you all praise. We thank you for the blood of Jesus upon her body, upon her throat, even now in Jesus' name. And for this upcoming procedure for Mother McCormick, hallelujah, it's already done. We speak that Mother McCormick has eyes like Jesus, 20/20 vision. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for how you've already gone before her, hallelujah, touching the hands of everybody that's got to touch Mother McCormick. If I don't know if surgery is needed, with whatever utensils or whatever is used, medical equipment used, hallelujah, the blood of Yeshua, Jesus is already upon it in Jesus' name. We're going to come in agreement with the good report of the Lord concerning Mother McCormick and her daughter in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else? I'm praying for Carmelita. Just heard the news this afternoon. She had, was feeling bad from throat on Friday, and then she got wet last night. But even when she went to, this morning, it got worse with the music turning for different colors. So she decided to go on for her appointment at 2 o'clock to check, and it ended up being COVID. And so we're praying that Imani and myself doesn't have it, or her husband. Prayers and went forth already, but in the meantime, our home test, and you know that could be false positive and false negative too as well. So we're going to go tomorrow and be checked. But we believe in God, thanking God for Pastor Bird already praying, my other daughter, and Big Mother McCormick. But we thank God already that for those prayers, and might as well add more prayer, more power, more prayer, even for myself. We thank God for Pastor Bird and Mother McCormick and Mother Alexander for uplifting me all throughout the day yesterday, and for the prayers last night and for this pain in this shoulder. But we're standing on the word and adding to it to fight the good fight of rejoicing, like Mother Alexander said, too, also, you know, get your mind on something else. But sometimes when it's excruciating, we're fighting it, but it's just this right here is just telling you to more and more just got to pray for. Thank God for all those prayers. So keep our family and these prayers going up, and thank God for the, like I said, if it wasn't for them yesterday, ooh, and last night for prayer, and as well as today too, nobody but God. So I just want to include all of us anyway still yet in the prayer request. So that's Kamalita, Mr. BJ, as well as Imani and Brian. About
hallelujah.
This COVID too as well.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. You are the God. Hallelujah. You are the I am that I am. So we thank you right now for divine healing, just coming in agreement of the prayers that have already gone forward concerning this household, Carmelita, Pastor DJ Hubbard, Brian, and Imani, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your divine protection and divine healing over them. Hallelujah. And even now we command that spirit of COVID in the power and the authority that you've given us, because you've given us authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and all power over the enemy. We command that spirit of COVID, hallelujah, the works of it, to fall to the ground and die now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It will not, hallelujah, bring harm or anything negative to Carmelita, BJ Hubbard, Brian, or Imani in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read the word, Psalms 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is our refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection in Jesus' name. Do not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. So we just declare and decree Psalms 91 protection. Hallelujah. What your word says, you have to honor your word, Father, in Jesus' name. For you will rescue Carmelita, Brian, Pastor BJ Hubbard, and Imani from every trap of COVID and protect them from deadly diseases in Jesus' name. Thank you for your word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord. Thank the Lord for the prayers and oh, thank you, Jesus. And also for anyone that have any desire yet for in prayer before we go on to any remarks.
Amen. Can you hear me? My name is
Yes.
My name is James Baker. I'm the nephew of Mother McCormick. I was
yes.
The word hit me right the heart. It hit me because God had that word set for me because that was my problem. Having found my joy, and I definitely found my joy tonight. I thank the Lord for that word. But I ask you to pray for me because I've been jobless for about 2 months, and I'm looking for a job. I need some income.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up, hallelujah, our brother James Baker before you. You've heard his request. So we're just going to come in agreement with your word. We speak favor over James Baker tonight. Hallelujah. Favor to rest upon the man of God. Hallelujah. That he find employment. Thank you for the door that you're going to open for him not many days hence after this prayer. Open it up. Encourage his heart. Holy Spirit, breathe on James Baker even now, right now, in Jesus' name. Open the door. You guide him to the direct place that he needs to go to fill out the application, and we speak favor. When the man or woman lay eyes on him, they will know, oh, we need him to as an employee here in Jesus' name. Thank you for the movement. Thank you for going out and touching the hearts even now. Maybe even an application that he has put in recently, that they'll find them, send an angel to find that application or that number to bring his name up and phone number up where they'll call him and let him know we're hiring. We just went through your application, and we want you to come for an interview. I speak favor, the favor of God upon James Baker. Hallelujah. And we need this to happen. He needs income, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Standing on the promises of the Lord. Anyone else with prayer? Bless the Lord. We thank God again, woman of God, for this word tonight. At this time, we're going to allow anyone that want to have remarks of the effect the word has on them and just encouragement. Praise the Lord. Lines are open. Prophet Bird, is she still there?
Amen. Hallelujah. We give God praise tonight. I sort of forgot and missed some of the word tonight, but I thank God for the part that I was able to get. It was rich. It was on time. And it's so much needed for the body of Christ at this time because we are under persecution like never before. But what I like and what I heard and took for myself is that even in the midst of everything that we're going through, Sometimes we can't change situations. But if we rejoice in the Lord, it will change our reaction to what's going on. Because she said we will be strengthened. It also brings patience and endurance. So even though we're going through, we got to continuously know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. It might not happen right then. It might not change right then. But if we pursue and if we are patient and seek the Lord with all that is within us, we can have peace in the midst of the storm. And believe it or not, it won't last always. God will change our situation. So I thank you, Prophetess, for that word tonight. It was on time and it was needed. God bless you and thank you again.
Bless you, Pastor. Amen.
All right, anyone else? Keep it flowing.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for the woman of God, Prophet Michelle Benjamin, for that word on how is your joy. And my response is the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I thank and praise God for giving me gladness above my fellows. So I thank and praise God for this word and wonderful message that was brought forth, praise God. And I thank and praise God you touched on how that when you can rejoice, even from James, regardless of your testing of your faith, praise God, count it all joy, praise the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord, what joy does, it does, it's going to produce something on the inside of us, praise God, and it's going to give us that endurance. So in spite of what's going on, praise God, you can stand. And if you've got joy, that's better than just being happy. Happy just is just for a temporary time based on the circumstances. But the joy, praise God, is a fruit of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, hallelujah. And we need the joy of the Lord. If we need strength, praise God, we need strength every day. Hello, somebody, praise God. And I thank and praise God for that. But sometimes you got to press, and you got to, praise God, go after it. Just like you pursue, praise God, after peace, you got to pursue, and you got to. I wrote down the word choose to be joyful. If the word of God says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. It's for purpose, praise God, and it will help us and it will strengthen us. And I love that John 16th chapter, praise God. I believe it was verse 24, praise God. The Lord want us to be full of joy. Glory be to God. He said, ask, hallelujah. He said, in that day you ask me nothing, but if you ask, praise God, hallelujah, he wants to give you the fullness of joy. So I thank and praise God, because I think sometimes people think because you're a child of God, you're not supposed to walk around and smile and be happy. But I thank and praise God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And somebody asked me one time when I was on my job, well, Miss Willie, why you got to smile every day? I said, because I know Jesus still know who I am. Glory be to God, and that's the reason for me to rejoice. And a lot of times, regardless of situations, and I like how she brought that out, regardless, because situations comes to try to put your light out, to try to put that, praise God, that joy, the strength of the Lord. They try to, the enemy try to come to rob and steal and pilfer from you, but you can't let him do it. You got to press, and you got to choose. God, if you said to rejoice in the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, that I rejoice in the Lord because you're still on the throne and you're still for me. Woman of God, I thank and praise God for the message. God bless you and continue in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you, ma'am, Mother McCormick. Mother Willette.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. Again, Prophet Binion, I enjoy you so much. Your thing, I got joy. How is your joy? And I just think, how is your joy today? That's what you said. And I was looking at that before. You said, rejoice in the Lord always. and letting us know what it's telling us and what I'm learning, what it's telling us, no matter what we're going through, we got to rejoice in the Lord always. Not when you just go in and get a new car. Not when you just go and get a new house. You rejoice in the Lord always, in the spirit, in the Lord. Not so much as in the natural, but rejoice in him. Because he's the one that gave us that joy. And then I like that part where you say, when we go into prayer, we have faith in him. And then also you saying that, you know, we have to, it's a choice, like Sister or Willie was saying too. You know, it's a choice. We can either rejoice or we can just sit back and just let the enemy beat you up. But we can just rejoice in him because he's the only one that can give us that joy. And you always say the joy of the Lord is our strength. You ain't got no joy, you ain't got no strength. So I just think, and I was reading, I didn't find the scripture, but it says, leap for joy. I always say leap for joy. Like the other day, I'm going to say this little testimony that I went through the other day when I was at the doctor office. I had went to the doctor for my throat, where they had to go down in my throat. And I was doing fine. I was doing real fine. And I got there at the stretcher and laid on the stretcher, and a pain struck me in the side. I never had a pain like that before. I could not. They told the doctor, they were telling me to move. I could not move. I could not move. And they kept telling me to move, and I told them, I said, this ain't nothing but the blood of Jesus. I said, because I walked in here, there wasn't a thing wrong with me. I said, now I cannot move. I can't. It went all the way down my leg. And then Sister Hubble, I was telling her about it, and then she prayed for me, and then the next day it was on my left side, and then I just got up. I said, "Devil, you're a liar!" And I got up and I started jumping. I said, "You gonna jump up? You gonna get up off of me? You getting off of me right now in the name of Jesus?" And then I took and got in some water, some hot water, and I got in that water and I bathed with that Epsom salt. And just kept believing God and prayed over it. And Sister Hubbard prayed for me again. I think I told a prophet Bird, told her about it. So I just thank God. I thank God. I just thank God for what he's doing. He tell us to ask. And I asked him, and he did just what he said to do. And also, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to be through. A long time ago, the Lord gave me this scripture here. In 1 Peter 1:8, it says, "Who have not seen ye love, and in who do you do not see him? Now you believe and you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." He gave me that scripture a long time ago, and I thank God that he tell me I have not seen him, but I'm going to rejoice with that unspeakable joy. I know sometimes things get down. I get down and out, but I yet got to rejoice in him because I know that God is real. I know that he's real. So Prophet Benya, I enjoy the word of God. There's a lot more I had put down, saying a whole lot, but I enjoy you every time you come on the phone and speak the word. I enjoy you so much, and I thank God for you, that God continue to bless you and continue to take you through the things that you have to go through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord for you, Minister Benjamin. I thank God for it. I enjoy every word because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And no matter what goes on, baby, you must keep that joy because the joy is what's going to knock that devil out of your way. Because the more he throws fairy darts, the more you sing for joy, you still have the victory. Joy is a powerful thing. When you have joy, no matter what's going on, you're going to come true. I don't care how stormy the word is, baby. You got your joy, you're going to come true. And I thank God for that word tonight. Keep on pushing, Minister Benjamin. Keep on. Amen. Thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. If that's the last one, we praise God. Bless the Lord. And at this time, I already made some remarks, and it's powerful things that were said. I'm not going to go back over that. Just encouraged by the word, and it has
an effect even in the midst, like I said already, what I'm going through at this moment, but it's, this too shall pass, and thank God it's already in the progress of coming into manifestation. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I often say, glory to God, if we lose our joy, then we lose our strength. I give enemy and our peace. If we lose that, the enemy will shake us around like a rag doll, have us out on the ocean, a ship without a sail. So it is imperative for us, and to remind ourselves to fight the good fight of faith, to hold on to it in spite of how much the pain or situation, glory to God, try to drown out the voice of our sound to get to God in our prayers and hold on to the joy and the peace. But nevertheless, as has already been spoken through many, you and also the many, the persistence, the pursuing, perseverance, which often used, but it also is wonderful when you get to a point where if you've done all that you know to do, we call the reinforcement in, so that way we can continue to stand and not allow the enemy to cause us over to God to falter, to fall. And if we do, we got an advocate over to God, Jesus Christ. Run to the rock that's higher than us, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God to be for you with this word, the power of the anointing that came through. It was like the prophet said, it's a timely word, and it's all something like this is always needed for reinforcement because of many challenges and oppositions and things, and often things that I say too about filling our spirit, guarding our hearts with all diligence and making sure what comes at our eye gates and all of this hearing of the news and this and that and situation, and you're repeating it over and over. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. What do you think happened to us if we keep hearing negative and repeat? It gets to a point that we're not being a place of holding on to the peace, the joy, and whatever, because we meditate more on the circumstances more than God. And anything that we give more attention to and meditate on more becomes an idol. Even your problems can be that, because he can't get his glory if our minds are on more other things than we have that before him and not giving it to him. So thank God again for the word tonight and for God blessing and keeping you and continue to stir you up the more to seek his face and deliver that he's given you in whatever circumstances. Like it was the scripture that talks about you got to do it no matter what. Just deliver the word no matter what the circumstances is. Amen, amen. Something in Timothy, I forgot though. But in the meantime, you be blessed, and the floor is yours now to give your remarks.
Amen, hallelujah. Just give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank the Lord for the word, for myself, and just the opportunity to release it upon the ears of his people now and whenever they listen to it again or hear it again. Definitely it is needed for a time such as this to sustain us and just to keep us ever before him, that the joy is not anything we can do. It's produced by the Holy Spirit. So we just need to yield to Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and directing, and asking him to produce his fruit through us daily. That's all I have. I love you all.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Right now, we don't have on the schedule for our next meeting. So the Lord say the same. We'll get back with you as I seek out the Lord and have a clarity of thought. But I do thank God again for this word tonight, for the anointing, for all that came on and heard, and even the remarks, but a striving more for it, just to penetrate deeper in whatever we're going through. Though know, like never before, that God said he never leaves us nor forsake us, and in that he will bring forth that he says, well, if we can only keep the faith and trust him, that he'll do it for us. So I just thank God again for that word tonight for myself, for the rejoicing in spite of, in the name of Jesus. At this time, praise the Lord, we look forward to on Monday night having our having Monday night prayer at 7 o'clock. The Lord say the same. All who didn't make it tonight on the phone, we pray for them. And God, for the blessings and for this Memorial Day, for those remembrance of the various things that have gone on, we pray, God, continue to bless and encourage and strengthen and heal and deliver in Jesus' name. And thank God, glory to God, as we learn to even the more look to the him, the author, the finish of our faith, standing on his promise, because his word shall not go out void. You got to be patient to wait for the manifestation. And that's what the enemy try to fight too, to steal the joy. Why are you waiting? Because it can come instantly. It can come whatever time. Just having the faith to know that God is faithful. So help us to be faithful. Pray God's blessings again, the woman of God, and God brings Cindy Virtue back in her body. Strengthen her, encourage her, bless her family, bless her endeavors, bless the finances, and whatever glory to God concerns her concerns mm-hmm. God. And God continue to move healings in her family and all of our families. But in the meantime, give us wisdom how to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, in Jesus' name. And for all of those that are going through in their bodies and their minds and their spirit or whatever it is, that we stand in on God's word for his divine intervention and his healing, deliverance, and encouragement. Praise God. Prophetess, the Lord say the same. You can sign us out for on the phone, but continue to be in God's presence. Go ahead and pray for us tonight for our release of the phone.
Heavenly Father, thank you for share with us the word. We just thank the Lord for us, and we ask that you bless all those that are listening. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Bless them, keep us in all our areas and all our ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom, shalom. Be blessed, be encouraged.
Bless
you. Have a good night.
Amen.
Shalom.
We bless you all.
Shalom.
And shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Thank God. Thank God again. Amen. Shalom.
Shalom.